Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As investigators piece together the movements and motive for the suspect in this week's deadly shootings at three Atlanta, Georgia massage parlors, there's debate underway whether he should face hate crimes for the attacks that left eight people dead, including six Asian women. Reports indicate the suspect, Robert Aaron Long, told investigators it was gender motivation, as he is a self-admitted sex addict. The World Health Organization has authorized China to effectively bar American scientists from the probe into the origins of COVID-19. According to the Wall Street Journal on Thursday, the WHO has allowed Chinese officials final say to which American scientists can join the international probe. The House continued partisan politics Thursday, voting to open citizenship for Dreamers. The 228-197 vote was down party lines. Grandstanding, that's the best way to describe U.S.-China summit talks in Anchorage, Alaska Thursday, with each side taking jabs at each other. The summit does continue Friday. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Some U.S. lawmakers are fed up with Dr. Fauci's wishy-washy leadership during the COVID-19 pandemic, and they let him have it on Thursday. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
During a Senate hearing, Senator Rand Paul asked Dr. Anthony Fauci, why are we still wearing masks?
You're defying everything we know about immunity by telling people to wear masks to have been vaccinated.
Well, let me just state for the record that masks are not theater. Masks are protective. And we
have immunity there, theater. If you already have immunity, you're wearing a mask to give comfort to others. You're not wearing a mask because of any science.
I totally disagree with you.
Dr. Fauci told the panel there isn't enough data on the vaccine's response to the variants of the virus.
Dr. Fauci started off the pandemic telling Americans not to wear masks and later admitted he fibbed to save American stockpiles of masks for frontline workers. At the beginning of March 2021, approximately 10% of the adult population in the United States has received both coronavirus vaccine doses. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tampa Bay Rays pitcher Tyler Glasnow talks on MLB.com about getting the start opening day and the team's roster heading into the 2021 season.
I know the signings that we've made and the team we have is still really good and we can compete with anyone out there. So I'm just looking forward to this season coming up. Yeah, I mean, it's always good to have depth. I think like that's kind of been our staple through the past couple of years. They've done a great job scouting players and everything, so I think just the more players we have, the better it is. And hopefully there'll be some like minor league season that starts where guys can kind of get into like that game mode and everything. I know the bubble was a weird situation last year to where like to go throw to guys not in the game situation and then having to get called up was a bit strange. But yeah, like I said, it's good to have depth.
Tyler talks about his pitching arsenal.
I guess if you were to count my changeup, I don't throw it very often, but like I'm still working on that, so that's three, and then the slider I'm working on with Kyle right now. So it's just kind of like a cutter slider thing, something that I've been messing with, and we've been kind of going into the lab, and like all the advanced to like kind of analytical stuff we have here, it's just easier to kind of formulate like a third pitch and understand like what I need to do to, how I need to like position my hand to throw and everything. So I think it's easier to progress with a pitch when you have all those things to work with. So, but it's been good. I've been throwing in a couple last bullpens and it's been feeling really good.
Spring training continues today. The Rays and Red Sox go at it at 1:05 p.m. Eastern. The game will be played at JetBlue Park in Fort Myers, Florida. Tickets are available for the game. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News. Thanks for listening.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, happy Monday to you. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It is Phil Hodgson Pillar time. Yes, we're talking about the senior pastor at Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. Also, the founder of American Faith. By the way, Phil, let me tell you right off the bat, I love the new website. I mean, it's a go-to site for me now. I mean,
thank you.
The reporting, everything, the staff, they're doing an outstanding job. And so I've eliminated some other go-to sites that I would generally go to. And American Faith is right there, top of the list, buddy.
Wow, I really appreciate that. We think it's a winner. Yes. Love the team that put it together, designers. And we probably post 6 to 8 brand-new articles every day. And as fast as things happen, the RSS feeds are filling out as well. So, yeah, it's up to date. It looks good, and it navigates very, very easily.
Exactly. No, I'm loving it a lot. I appreciate it. So great job to everybody. Congratulations. I want to continue our conversation that we've been having for the last week or two regarding this globalist mindset and this globalist moment. Boy, it raised its ugly head this past week when the president of the United States, who talked about unifying the people, called anybody that wasn't in line with the globalist movement's Neanderthals. So, you know, so we go from being deplorable to Neanderthals. I guess that's...
Well, you know, at least we've got great company. We got great company. I mean, Neanderthal and deplorables and, you know, we are the scum of the earth right now, aren't we? We're conservative. Whoever thought being conservative would be radical?
Yeah, exactly. That we believe in every...
Radical.
Yeah. That we would believe the freedom. Freedom would be radical. That you have every right and God-given right to live to your highest calling. Now, that is radical.
Yeah, it really is. Well, you know, it's playing out, you know, this globalist agenda. It wasn't too long ago everybody said, we're crazy. That's, you know, you're playing with people's emotions and it's conspiratorial. And yet now you're living it on a daily basis. And the liberals are losing their mind over the governors who are opening up their states and saying no mask mandate. They don't know what to do
exactly
with them. You see, Biden thought he could control the governors. And right. Guess what? They're pretty independent.
Yeah. Well, Trump realized this because, oh, that's right. We are a republic, right? And each of these governors have their own authority. And, of course, with this new bill, and we'll talk about it in just a moment, this H.R. 1 that the Democrats passed in the dark of night. Again, it wants to federalize something that needs to be operated within the effective 50 laboratories known as the United States.
Well, you know, we're living in some times that I didn't really think I would see this quickly.
Yes.
You know, I've always looked at the Bible from an end time perspective. And then try to live my life on a daily, let's enjoy, let's make the maximum every day we have for the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. But now I'm finding myself having to live more in the end time scenarios that I thought would happen maybe in my kid's lifetime, but not in mine.
Exactly. Now, and that's the thing. When I have, you know, read the part of the Bible where they, you know, God gives the judgment for a king. And he tells the king, hey, this isn't going to happen in your lifetime, but it'll happen in your kid's lifetime. And it's almost like, oh, hum. You know, oh, the king goes, okay, good. Well, it's not going to happen to me. It's going to happen to my kids. I don't know about you, but when I read that, it shudders me. I really am concerned about my children and my grandchildren and the kind of, you know, country, what kind of legacy that we're handing off to them. You know, our faith, as you say, most important is our relationship with God. You know, we've been talking a lot about first principles. First principles takes us back to that relationship with God. If you have no relationship with God, you're not going to have any peace. You're going to understand that question of who am I, why am I here, is falling empty, and you are walking around frustrated, and you're causing damage to yourself and to others. Because you just didn't want to do enough work to find out, you know, who God is.
Yeah, there's extreme lazy, you know, a lazy spirit to the extreme in so many people, and just assuming that because, you know, we survived the last 10 years, we can survive the next. And I think, you know, everything is changing, and it's changing so rapidly. I hear this repeatedly from people. I can't believe how fast everything is changing.
Right.
And it's kind of like that momentum. You know, you're pushing that snowball down the hill. It's moving slow. And it picks up so much momentum and picks up so much more snow that by the time you get to the bottom, you have a giant snowball that you did not anticipate that you can't move. And I
exactly.
think that's the pullback is we've got something so big you can't move it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't move it. And also, as you say, it's moving. It's on that downward side of the hill where the momentum is running in relationship to the curve of the hill and in its downward trajectory. So it's picking up speed every inch that it goes. And this is why life is happening to us so quickly. And Phil, I agree with you. You know, you and I have discussed this, that I don't know how you live this chapter of life without a relationship with God, because it's unsustainable in and of our own humanity, isn't it?
It is. It really is. And we need divine intervention, but we also need You know, I kind of liken it into the days of Nehemiah, you know, where he had a tool in one hand to build the wall, and he had a sword in the other hand, because he recognized that the warfare was going on. The enemy was always there, but you have to keep building. You have to keep building America. You have to keep doing what you always do, and that is get involved local politics, get involved in what you can do to make your communities and your nation better, but at the same time recognize we're in a spiritual battle that demands upon all of us to, you know, get on our knees.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Hi, I'm Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ in the languages people were born to speak. The Indian government has tightened restrictions on out-of-country contributions to non-governmental organizations. New laws in some states also restrict Christians from fully practicing their faith and witnessing to others. The government's goal may be to hinder Christianity, but the Tide Ministry is determined to continue in its mission. We will persist in airing evangelistic programs in places like India so that people can hear in their own language the truth about Jesus. Our listeners compel us to persevere as they respond to being touched by the love of Jesus Christ through the Tide Ministry. One listener recently wrote, "When I listened to your program, I was blessed. My family members also listened to the program, and we are interested in learning more about Jesus Christ." To learn more about the Tide Outreach in India and how you can help spiritually hungry people hear about Jesus in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Oh, 19 minutes. minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. DeRoy Murdoch is with us, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. DeRoy, you write about Biden's border crisis. You cannot hide this anymore, and you say sponsored in part by Trump derangement syndrome. It is still alive and well, isn't it, sadly?
It really is. And look, all Biden had to do was leave things alone and not touch them and screw them up. And, yeah. Boy, he didn't do that at all. I mean, the first thing he did was, on the day he was inaugurated, day one, shut down construction on the border wall. I think there's some places where the old wall was removed before the new one would come in. So not only did the new one not get put in, but the old one's missing. And people from the White House have said, oh, the border's not open, the border's closed. No, there are big gaps where people are just walking right through. I just saw on Fox News Channel, Griff Jenkins is doing some great work down there in El Paso and Ciudad Juarez. Just showed a spot where the Rio Grande is about as wide as a sidewalk and about as deep in water. And people just step right over. They get into the U.S. There's a big fat opening where the fence stops. And apparently they go right up there and hop in taxis and get driven away into the United States of America.
Wow, exactly.
That's incredible. And then he said, well, if you come to the United States, we're not deporting anybody for 100 days. I believe they're calling the border crossings, they're now calling them reception centers. Mm-hmm. So you see all this, and people in Latin America and elsewhere say, all right, come and get it. And they're showing up in enormous numbers just in I believe, El Paso. Yesterday, that 729 people crossed the border. Forgive me, it was 790 just yesterday.
Wow.
And that's a pace, apparently, 138% above FY 2020.
Amazing.
So this is severe, and this is a crisis created by Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., and they can't blame Trump for it. I mean, they're blaming Trump now as if Trump were the head of MALDEF and he were the illegal alien's best friend. Come on.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
His entire campaign was about build the wall and stop this chaos. You want to come to the United States, do as my mother and father did. You go to the local U.S. embassy, you fill out visa applications, and once you've got your visa and your passport, we'll see if we can let you in. That's not the Biden way. The Biden way is just come on in as soon as you get here. They give you an asylum date 5 years down the road and say, see you later, and boom, these people are gone. They're not even testing for COVID-19.
Exactly, okay. On top of that.
I mean, it's just staggering. It's a total disaster, a complete mess, and Biden has nobody to thank for this but himself.
Well, I'll tell you, the coyotes and the cartels sure loving Joe Biden. I mean, this has been a windfall profit for them, right?
It has been. In fact, among other things, they charge money to get people across the border. I saw somewhere you saw this terrible car crash in Southern California about 2 weeks ago. I believe 25 people were packed into an SUV, and 13 of them were killed when it was struck by a truck. They discovered that a number of those people had paid $10,000 each to come in the United States. The people from Guatemala were charged $25,000.
Yes, exactly.
The cartels are making a lot of money. Some of them are using these kids as human shields to get in the United States, because if you come with a kid and pretend that's your son or your daughter or both, they'll let you in more easily if it's just an adult showing up. And then the kids are left in detention centers. We heard about the kids in cages when you have the kids in steel shipping containers, which is how Biden keeps them. And a lot of them are here without any relatives or anybody. They're just sent across the border. They know what to do with them. Basically,
right.
Orphaned at this point. And we've got them in the thousands.
Yeah.
I think one facility is 729% above capacity.
Right.
I mean,
yeah, we're hearing reports that they're sleeping on concrete. Some not even taking a shower. For 7 days. I mean, it's just heartbreaking to hear these stories. But again, this is all brought to you by President Biden and his administration. I mean, what the heck were they thinking? And Mayorkas going, oh, we're just telling them, hold off, don't come right now. What do you mean, don't come now? I mean, you've already sent out the notice out there. You're not doing anything to dissuade them from doing, but to come across. You decided to cancel those policies that kept them on the Mexican side of the border. What did you expect to happen?
No, exactly. And just this morning, Biden did an interview with George Stephanopoulos on Good Morning America, and he said Don't come now. Don't come until we set things up. Until we have things set up. I'm not sure what the setup is. I mean,
yes.
Dinner's not at 6. Dinner's at 8. Okay, that's right. Still an invitation as opposed to
right.
Go home, right?
Right.
So some people, I guess, are showing up for dinner early. They're not waiting till 8. They're showing up at 6 or 7 o'clock, and here they are. And the signal has been sent to come in the United States. And, you know, again, two things are fueling this. One is Trump derangement syndrome. You know, Trump was for keeping them in Mexico and having these agreements with El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras to stay there basically until, you know, they get permission to come in. That's been junked, and the border's wide open. And the reason is I think they see these people as basically the future Democrats of America.
Mm-hmm.
These folks figure it may take 8 years, may take 10 years, may take 12 years, however long it is. But sooner or later, these people are going to come in. The kids will grow up, who are now, you know, 5, 6, 7 years old, will grow up and turn 18, and then we'll have, you know, DACA phase 2, whatever, and these people will eventually get a path to citizenship. They'll get voting cards, and probably, you know, 2/3 or 3/4 of them will vote Democrat. They'll be in Texas, they'll be in Arizona, they'll be in Nevada, and they'll do what they can to keep those places voting Democrat. I think that's exactly what these people want. They see them. Mm-hmm. They see this as their future majority coming across the border, and I think that's what really is fueling this. It's just to increase the number of people who eventually will vote Democrat.
I got to tell you, I mean, I hear what you're saying, and I think that's partially true. But part of me sees this as even being more diabolical than this. I mean, what they're doing to the inner workings and the structure of our country is just the foundational impact that it's having. It just seems that it's much more diabolical than just bringing in Democratic voters. It's almost like a direct attack on our Democratic Republic to destroy anything that our constitutional ensures.
Well, you know, that's I think that's an entirely plausible interpretation of what's going on. I mean, remember also the first day that he was in office, something else Biden did was to dismantle the 1776 commission.
Yes.
I think in many respects that's the very worst thing he's done since he got into office. I mean, it's one thing to say, let's be nice and let people in, and people want to have a better life, so let's be nice to them, et cetera. Far worse than that really is rejecting the American founding.
Mm-hmm.
And when he dismantled the 1776 commission, he basically gave the middle finger to the Declaration of Independence and the entire American Revolution. And at that point, he basically slapped the entire United States of America and our entire history across the face. And
right.
That's what he's done. So I think if you're describing what we're seeing now as essentially that attitude with hundreds of thousands of people crossing the border to create who knows what kind of chaos, that could be, in fact, what they're trying to do. There was an amazing slogan from Vladimir Ilyich Ulyanov, also known as Lenin, before the 1917 revolution, the Soviet Union, and which became the Soviet Union after Russia was toppled and the Tsar was knocked down. And that slogan was, the worse, the better. The worse, the better.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of these people are very radical. I think a lot of them are Marxists. I think some of the people around Biden actually are full-blown communists. Certainly a lot of people in Capitol Hill are.
Mm.
And I think their view may be just the worse, the better. The more chaos and strife and acrimony and instability they can engineer in the United States of America, the better.
Yeah, because what's going to happen is the people are just going to be so overwhelmed, they'll surrender.
Yeah, I think people feel overwhelmed. They feel exhausted. I can tell you, even doing what I do for a living, you know, it's just one thing after another. And at some point, you know, you just go, oh, and you just feel like you can't take anymore. And, you know,
right.
if I feel this way doing this for a living, imagine other people who've got many other distractions, running their businesses, sending their kids to school, you know, trying to stay in shape, pay their bills, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You see chaos like this. At some point, people just throw their hands in the air and sort of feel like, well, you know, we're defeated, so let's just give up. And unfortunately, the left doesn't have that attitude. I mean, they're like steamrollers. They just keep moving forward no matter what.
Well, it's what progressives do. They keep progressing.
You
know, that's what they do. I mean,
always be progressing.
Exactly. Well, DeRoy, again, we're grateful that you come on the show and that, you're in this war for the truth with us, and I appreciate your dedication and commitment to that end. He's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, and founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network, DeRoy Murdoch. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
Bill, great talk to you. Thank you.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As investigators piece together the movements and motive for the suspect in this week's deadly shootings at three Atlanta, Georgia massage parlors, there's debate underway whether he should face hate crimes for the attacks that left eight people dead, including six Asian women. Reports indicate the suspect, Robert Aaron Long, told investigators it was gender motivation, as he is a self-admitted sex addict. The World Health Organization has authorized China to effectively bar American scientists from the probe into the origins of COVID-19. According to the Wall Street Journal on Thursday, the WHO has allowed Chinese officials final say to which American scientists can join the international probe. The House continued partisan politics Thursday, voting to open citizenship for Dreamers. The 228-197 vote was down party lines. Grandstanding, that's the best way to describe U.S.-China summit talks in Anchorage, Alaska Thursday, with each side taking jabs at each other. The summit does continue Friday. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us and sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, go to BillMartinezShow.com. Well, Women's History Month is recognized each March to highlight the many accomplishments of women in history. It's also a timely reminder for shoppers to support women-owned businesses. Now, a recent report from Facebook and the Small Business Roundtable revealed that women-owned small businesses have faced higher closure rates and lower sales during this pandemic. With us to tell us more about it is Sonia Shroka, head of multicultural communications for Facebook. She's going to talk about strategies and support for women-owned small businesses. Sonia, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, break it down for us, the state of women-owned small businesses, and can you discuss the findings from this recent report, if you would, please?
Yes, you know, the pandemic has affected all small businesses around the world. I mean, we know it's affecting all of us, but not equally. A recent State of Small Business report, as you said, it showed that women-owned small businesses are experiencing lower sales and higher closure rates as part of the pandemic. For example, 28% of women-owned small businesses are still closed. Also, the report showed that 25% of women business leaders spend 4 hours or more per day on domestic and household care activities compared to only 7% of men spending that time. So definitely it's not balanced. If you can only imagine if you have your own business and you're a woman trying to, you know, make it work, and then you have to spend 4 or more hours a day doing work at home, it makes it really, really hard. So that's why we're here, to be able to support women and support the small businesses.
Is there anything else, Sonia, that sticks out for why women owned businesses are taking such a big hit? I mean, we're talking a little bit about, you know, the availability of time, and certainly that is that's empirical evidence right there. I mean, there's only so many hours a day, and if some of those hours have to be redirected, you know, for other priorities. But this is what women do. I mean, they flow to the need. They take care of the priorities of the family, and they're just, you know, it's amazing that they're still able to run their own businesses in light of the additional weight and responsibility, as you point out, you
that's
know, for
right.
additional hours, right? I mean, that's incredible.
That's right. That's what we call them, the sheroes, right? Our heroes,
yes.
You know, women. And that's why in this Women History Month, we at Facebook, you know, we want to help people celebrate and empower the women in their lives, because we find that that is so important for us to be there for each other and support each other, especially in this very difficult times with the pandemic. We know things are moving forward. We know things are changing. But as we see, some of these businesses are still closed. But there's so much that people can do to support small businesses. And I can give you some examples to support them. It's very easy. I mean, really, you can visit women-owned shopping collections that we have available on Facebook and Instagram by visiting the shop tab. We have specific selected women-owned businesses that you can choose from, so you can help them that way. Also, you can visit Instagram's official shopping account, at shop. I mean, we know so many people are already on Facebook and Instagram, so what better way to support our small businesses than to be able to also follow them on social media, interact with them, like their posts, share their business with our circle of friends and family. I mean, it's that easy and free for us to be able to help them to be able to share who they are. And also another thing I love to share with people who own businesses, small businesses, especially women, is to share the story behind the business, right?
Exactly.
Like what
right.
brought you, you know, like the uniqueness of you, like what's your authenticity, like what brought you to have this business? Like, and usually people have businesses of things they enjoy, right? So what
exactly.
better way to show exactly where this is coming from and show that uniqueness to also separate you from the rest? I mean, we see that that is something that is to be so important, because so many people focus on their product, but they forget that they themselves are, you know, a reflection of their business, and that people like to do business with friends, right? People
exactly.
like to buy from people
right.
they trust and they know. So I think it's really important to get out there and show who you are.
Well, you know, a lot of what we're doing, you know, right now, Sonia, is just starting to tell the story. And the fact that that's coming out, and it gives you an increased appreciation for the multiculturalism that is here in this country. A little bit of background, by the way, for Sonia talking about stories, man. She has an incredible story in herself. She's an award-winning communications leader in her position. She's responsible for the strategy and execution of campaigns to educate and inspire multi-ethnic and multilingual people about Facebook's products and tools. She's a proud Salvadoran and also serves as the official Spanish language spokesperson for Facebook, sharing information in language and in culture. What a story for you, Sonia, to rise up through Facebook and to be such a positive contributor for other Latinas.
Oh, thank you so much for that, Bill. You know, I feel really proud to be able to represent the community and community of women and community, like you said, of multi-ethnic people at Facebook. I've been at Facebook for almost 5 years, and this is a company that's been extremely supportive of myself and our communities. And one of the best ways that I also find that I feel so proud to give back is to be able to help, like with messages that we're doing this morning, be able to help our small businesses, be able to help other women, support other women. Like I say, reach up and reach back, you know,
yes,
to bring people
right.
with you.
To lift
and
them up,
so,
yes, exactly.
Right? Like that's one of the ways to do it. And I think Facebook is so amazing to give me this opportunity, and you to be able to talk to our communities, to be able to let them know that we're here to support them and to help women-owned businesses that need our support and our help. And, you know, in talking about that, I do want to make sure to invite people that are listening to an event that we have coming up on March 29th. We have a free, it's all free, and it's a virtual training networking event. And this is part of the She Means Business space that we created at Facebook about 5 years ago. So maybe around the time that I joined, we created the She Means Business space, which is to connect, support, and inspire each other, which is something that's very important to continue going, especially when things get really hard, right? We need to inspire each other, right? And so She Means Business, we're going to have this training March 29th. It's going to start at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. And you can sign up very easy going to facebook.com/She Means Business Event. Again, facebook.com/She Means Business Event. Very easy to sign up. This is where you can find other women like you, other people that are interested in business. They're already in business, or if you are thinking about it, because maybe there are some people that always wish they could have a business, this is a way to get to know others and maybe get inspired.
Exactly. Well, the networking potential there is awesome. And speaking of which, I mean, 5 years of experience, you're a treasure trove of all kinds of survival strategies for businesses to grow, you know, during these difficult times. You know, what are some of the things that you can share with our audience now, Sonia?
Well, you know, there's so many examples, as we were talking about, that people can do to support businesses and grow their business. And one of them is, again, following them on social media, communicating directly. We're seeing an increase in communication and private messaging between Messenger and Instagram and consumers. So people actually giving feedback to businesses, asking for things directly. So being open to having these conversations and these open lines of communication is what, again, makes your business better, because you get to hear directly from people what they want to see, what they want from you. So that's really important, because that's real time. So I think those are the ways to be to support each other. And again, you know, training is really important, because we see that the digital world is always changing. And at Facebook, we have trainings for all small businesses, but specifically for Women's History Month, you know, we have this special training that's coming up with a virtual networking event and a training. And again, just want to repeat the date. It's March 29th, which is on a Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Eastern. Obviously, it's virtual, so you can do it from anywhere. And again, to sign up, just go to facebook.com/She Means Business Event, and you can do it. It's not hard. It's just a matter of us making that time for us to be able to train and network.
Well, Sonia Sirokra, is such a blessing to come on the show and tell us all about you know, these multicultural communications for Facebook and the opportunity for small businesses, for women especially. I mean, a great networking opportunity. And wrap it up. Tell them where they can go for more information.
Facebook.com/She Means Business Event. That's where you can go for more information and definitely sign up for this event. Again, it's virtual. It's free. It's on March 29th, and it's going to be amazing.
Okay. Indeed knows unexpected demand can stretch your business thin.
Leon speaking.
Like at Leon's Plumbing.
Sorry, quickest we can get there is next Friday.
To stay out of hot water, he needs to get started hiring right.
Clog the toilet?
Right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, sometimes the threat of losing it is enough to cause people to reconsider the significance of living free. Our God-given rights, and rights that come from God and not from man, because we know that if they come from man, they'll be taken away. And this is what's being threatened right now. Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Project Manager for Parenting and Youth with Focus on the Family, Brett Eckelberry joins us now. Brett, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, great to have you here. Got lots to talk about, particularly the Live It challenges that are taking place. Tell our audience about this.
Yeah, very excited to. So your audience may be familiar with Bring Your Bible to School Day, which is a project that's very close to our hearts. It's focused mm-hmm. on the family. And the Live It challenges are really, we see it as an extension of that. They serve to keep Christian families connected to one another. We want them to engage with God's Word, just like Bring Your Bible. That's a big part of it. Mm-hmm. And we want them to be compelled to share the hope that they have in Christ with others. So we've designed these Live It challenges, they're monthly challenges, to be very practical, everyday expressions of their faith for the parents to help pass along biblical values to their kids, but also for the kids to have an opportunity themselves to take ownership of their faith, which we feel is a very important piece.
Well, as you say, Brett, if they own it and it's theirs, like anything else that they experience in life, they're happy to tell their friends about and share with them. And as parents and those of us in leadership, what we're compelled to do is to encourage that as much as possible so that we give space for this kind of conversation where these kids can, you know, be excited about bringing their Bible to school and why they do. And not only that it comes to school, but it's also at home. And it's something that they're involved with on a daily basis that the family, you know, has helped, condition and help help them experience, you know, what the Bible is all about. It's more than just that book that lies on a shelf and gets dusty. And every once in a while, when we have a campaign, oh, bring your Bible. Oh, gosh, what did I do with the Bible? You know, it's something that we want to promote on an active basis, and that, you know, people can tell their stories to say, look, this was my life before, you know, I brought my Bible to school or even opened my Bible. And now it's I can't be without it. It's such a part of my life. I'm just so excited because of the positive benefits I've had in reading the Bible that I want that for you, too. Right.
Well, I think that's exactly right, and that's what we've hoped to help students achieve through Bring Your Bible to School Day and with Live It as well. You know, the Bible is, as you said, it's not just a book to be put on a shelf and collect dust to be a conversation piece in name only, let's say, mm-hmm. but it's something to be lived out. And we just really want to give students, like I said, the opportunity to own their faith. Mm-hmm. To, as you say, you know, it's not just something that's like, say, a switch that gets turned on when a student goes to youth group, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's
right.
Something that just completely pervades their life, and they are living out the words in the Bible, and that's really where we get the name for Live It Challenges. We want them to be living out their faith mm-hmm. in those real ways that are afforded to them as Christians, just where they are, and we believe that that will make a huge impact on those around them.
I got to tell you, I have never been so blessed as to when I hear kids in their own words, sharing their experiences and telling their stories about how the Bible has affected their lives. It is so engaging, Brent, and it's infectious. And what it does to the other kids around, you know, it's phenomenal as to what goes on. And so I agree with you, and I agree with all the efforts that Focus on the Family has to this end and all the great work that the team is doing on behalf of these kids and giving them a place to tell their story so that they can get excited. I mean, of all the things you can get excited about, it's like, oh, okay, so I should talk more about Beyonce and the Grammy Awards as opposed to, you know, something that God has revealed to me as a 10-year-old that's very powerful and life-changing. I mean, hey, look, it's life changes at all ages. And I think sometimes it's a lost opportunity when we don't hear how, you know, a 10-year-old life has changed because they caught something from the Word of God.
Absolutely. And you bring up so many good points there. And I think that just what you say about hearing the belief, the excitement of someone who is maybe discovering new things about their faith, who's energized about their relationship with Jesus, that is a blessing to, I think, anyone around them, those who may not know Jesus, but also to those of us who have been believers for a while. It can be refreshing. It can be just a real blessing, as you say,
mm-hmm.
to hear young believers express their faith, to be excited about their faith. And I think that I wanted to mention, you know, you mentioned the culture, and I think the culture we live in today really is maybe as intrusive as it's ever been, just mm-hmm. through social media. You have access to the internet through a phone and everything. And I think parents, we're seeing that a big concern they have for their kids is passing down their faith to their kids
mm-hmm.
in light of all of these other distractions.
Exactly.
That exist in the world today. And so really that's where we feel, and I know I've mentioned it a couple times, but I keep pounding this drum, that giving students, giving kids this ownership piece of their faith where, for example, our most recent Live It Challenge for this month was about serving others.
Yes.
And so we provided a practical biblical guide to ways that they can engage in their community and share God's love with those around them through service. And I think giving those opportunities for ownership is crucial because that helps kids, that helps anyone, honestly, internalize that faith and live it out.
Well, you know, and I love that March is, you know, addresses this theme in serving your community, because I believe this is so core, especially for a time like this, Brent. You know, after all that we've gone through in the past year with the COVID fear and everything, I mean, here it is. You've got young kids that catch it and are participating in, you know, step six of an annual, calendar of events and serving your community. Man, what a blessing for these kids. Because then you really realize that it's better to give than receive, and what that dynamic is all about, and how Jesus has taught us about, serving one another, and how much of a blessing that it becomes, and it enlarges our capacity. It doesn't shrink it. It actually enlarges it. And sometimes people think, well, if I serve, I'm giving away, a part of myself, and I'm going to lose something in the process. But that's not the way it works, does it?
Well, I think that, what we're called to as Christians, to serve and to sacrifice, I'll give you a little sneak peek of another thing that's coming out in a few days this month. We're going to be covering, with Easter coming up, just the ultimate act of service and sacrifice in Jesus's death on the cross and his resurrection. So I just think that's a perfect way to tie in with service. But, I think the Bible tells us that we are giving our life away in many respects. But, what God fills us back up with, I think that that's truly the life that we're called to as Christians.
Yeah. Exactly, like you say, we're containers, and what are we going to hold in that container? And God gives us an opportunity to pour ourselves out, in serving one another, that He can fill us with, things that are just, beyond our comprehension and beyond our immediate understanding. But unless you've been there, unless you've been poured out, this may sound a little foreign to you, but, for all the work that you're doing there at Focus with this, with this challenge that's going on here, Brett, I mean, the kids just have such a grand opportunity to appreciate, and as you say, to own aspects of their faith that are going to make a huge difference in their lives and in the community.
Absolutely. And, living it out, they believe it and they live it out. I mean, I truly believe, I've seen this in my own life, Bill, I'm sure you have in yours as well. When you're living out that faith authentically and you're not thinking about yourself so much, of course, we all, fail, but as a Christian, you're looking to give yourself away. You're looking to pour into others. You're looking to share the good news of Jesus, the ultimate example of someone who poured into others and gave his life away. That's a remarkable concept. It was a remarkable concept 2,000 years ago, and it remains a remarkable concept today, and it sticks out. And it's just a perfect way, I think, for kids to really, like I said, impact those around them, their community that they're living in. Mm-hmm. And for their families to do so as well.
Right. And the Live It Out Challenge goes all year, so every month there's a theme. You can find it at Focus on the Family. I love next month, and you mentioned Easter. It is Trusting God is in Control Challenge. I got to tell you, this is something personally in the last recent weeks and months that I've been dealing with, Brett, was to reconnect and again, reapprehend the idea that I can trust God, that God is the only one that I can trust. He is that solid rock that is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I'll tell you, it has been so liberating for me personally in reassessing and putting God in that most important spot that only He can be in, and that's worthy of our trust, right?
It absolutely is, and I think that it's something that a lot of people have been dealing with, especially with COVID, with everything going on right now. But man, what a blessing that we have, that we know we can trust God in the midst of all of this, even as difficult as it has been sometimes. And we're just I know I'm so grateful for that.
Well, exactly. I mean, hey, look, at the alternative is fear. We've got plenty of fear going around, right, as it is. Hey, let's trust God. Why not? Let's live it. Challenges 2021. With Focus on the Family and Brett Eckleberry. Thank you, Brett. Take care.
If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.